This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on this podcast and to help your fellow HR and people ops leaders better understand and get some insight into how they can help reduce employee stress and anxiety during coronavirus. So what I'm going to do is ask you some rapid fire questions in the beginning, and then I'll ask you some additional questions to provide insight.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right. So your name, title, and company?
Sharon Kittredge, VP of People for Agora.io.
Your headcount?
Ballpark 55.
Your industry?
We're in real-time live engagement and communications.
Your location?
Our U.S. and rest of world headquarters is in Santa Clara, California, with our parent office being in Shanghai.
Okay. And my next question was, do you have any existing remote employees?
Indeed. So the way that we break out our organization is with our parent company in Shanghai, they have approximately 450 people. And then our Santa Clara office is what we call the headquarters for the U.S. and rest of the world, which basically is every geo except for China. So our organization of approximately 55 people, about 20% of those people are remote already. And those are spread out in China, as well as EMEA and India, around the US.
Great. So what was your initial employee response plan? And what did you find that worked?
I think that we were, first of all, we monitored everything very closely. So we were really, you know, on an hour-to-hour basis kind of looking at, particularly because Santa Clara, where our headquarters for the U.S. Rest of World office is, it was hard hit initially in the U.S. surge. Also, we had another, a little bit more insight because our parent office is in Shanghai, right? So they had just lived through this with the shutdown of China and the sheltering order in China. So we had a ton of insight from our teammates there around what they did and what transpired. So we took a lot of their tips and best practices and basically scoped a two-phase plan, which looked, the first phase of which was really more of a voluntary, a choice, which said, look, you know, if for any reason, first of all, if you're not well or in any way, shape, or form demonstrating any symptoms, please stay home. We already have a flexible, PTO plan, which includes, you know, sick time. So this is, you know, we're not in a situation where we have to carefully monitor, you know, if people aren't well and tracking their sick time. This is something we already provide to our employees. So the phase one plan really was more around, you know, please self-monitor, please take care of yourself if you have concerns, if you at all feel that you're at any risk or have any condition that might make you more susceptible, please stay home. And then the second plan really was in the case of public health officials or governments ordering that we had to shelter in place, which we anticipated would happen, and because we had seen it with our teammates in China, and so we prepared for that. So the first was just the first phase of those plans was really just around how are we going to reorganize our days and our work and our business cadences to ensure that we remain, you know, productive, that people are healthy and taken care of. And then it kind of trickled down from there. And I'll sort of stop at this point and we can get into more detail as we go.
Okay. Are there things that you thought would work but did not work as planned in your employee response plan?
I'm kind of digging to see if I can think of anything that didn't work. We had tried to get ahead of the curve by getting some masks and additional protective gear for the office. We weren't able to do that in time. As it turned out, it wasn't entirely necessary because we had already gone into shelter orders at about the time that we would have needed to have those. But everything else, I have to say, has been pretty seamless.
Good, good. Is there anything that has surprised you during this crisis?
Internal to our organization, really just a lot of being pleasantly surprised. I mean, being really, I hate to sound maternal about this because I think that can be, seem a little condescending sometimes, but I'm incredibly proud of this organization. The way that they have stepped up, doubled up on their engagement, found ways to make this what is a crisis and a really scary situation be a bonding exercise with themselves and to be in a position to and feeling accountable and responsible for having more impact. I would like to note around this that given what we do, that we make a real-time live engagement platform, this is a time also where we as an organization are stepping up because we have customers who have needs, being able to serve global customers to assist in their real-time engagement. And also we're able to provide a platform, free of charge for educators, so that kids and learners globally are able to have some continuity around that. And we as an organization, I'm really proud of the fact that we stepped up and are offering that for free.
That's awesome. And for the most part, how are your employees responding to this?
I am blown away on a daily basis by how positive they've been, how engaged they've been, and how honest they've been about their, about their fears, about what is difficult. Sort of the depth of connection that they have to the company and their commitment to it. It's been amazing. When we get out on the other side of this thing, we are going to be better for it as an organization.
And what is your next step moving forward?
Next step is, because we're still in early days, right? We don't really know what this looks like. The Bay Area, given that that's where the lion's share of our employees are, the Bay Area is in this very strange place in that our numbers have not ticked up, unlike places like, New York and, some other regions of the country. We can't tell if that's because we don't have adequate testing here or if it's because we sheltered pretty early relative to a lot of the other regions in the U.S. So we don't know how long we're going to be in this. We don't know if it's another 2 weeks. We don't know if it's another 6 weeks or longer for that matter. So a few things that we're doing is we have to find a way to sustain this. We're still in early days. It's just the second week that we're in right now. So it's all okay right now. But, when we're looking at 4 weeks in, where are people's minds going to be? How are they going to be feeling? So we're just constantly coming up with new ways to continue engagement, continue that sense of being a part of the fabric of an organization, meaning and purpose. I started talking with our COO yesterday about planning actually for a slow rollback into normal operations, because we need to start planning for that now. In that it can't look like, okay, everybody just go back to work once, somebody says it's okay to do that. We're going to need to do it slowly. And we've been taking a lot of cues, again, from our China teammates who have gone through this, where they did a really slow rollback. Where you have adequate protective gear, where you don't have everybody in the office, where you have staggered hours, where you're ensuring that you're keeping at least 6 feet distance between you and another employee. So we're already starting to make those plans.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I don't think too many people, especially in the U.S., are even thinking about that or have had the luxury to think that far, because they're dealing in real-time crisis. So I appreciate that. Are there any things that you've implemented, like virtual happy hours or anything where people are hosting game nights or yoga or any other types of fun things? Because it's interesting to see some people really focused on crisis mode, other people really in engagement mode, and then other companies somewhere in the middle.
I think our culture already was geared toward engagement. I mean, it's, you know, part of our mission. It's our ethos as an organization. So we were uniquely positioned in this crisis to be able to adapt, I think, already. And just based on the type of people we have, the tools that we have, the environment we already run, the fact that we already were operating a remote business in some respects. But yes, you know, we, you know, for an example, you know, we always had team lunches on Thursdays. So this, you know, today being Thursday, what we're doing is we're encouraging our employees to go ahead and use their favorite delivery app to order from their favorite restaurant for themselves and their families, because of course not, you know, we're sheltered with our families now. So, you know, lunch on us, go ahead and expense it. Also support your local communities, because businesses are hurting right now. Those service businesses are hurting right now. And then we're all going to, you know, have a lunch party today. And we use our own technology for this, which is also really nice to have your own homegrown engagement platform. Tomorrow we're having our first virtual happy hour. The team doesn't know this yet, but we've already, you know, come up with a bingo game for this, you know. So our events committee has really stepped forward, because we're not able to do in-person events. Our events committee has stepped forward. We're meeting more regularly and ensuring that people, you know, do continue to feel engaged. That's the more social aspect of it, which we're really aware of. But we're also balancing that with a business aspect, right? So the regular cadence of our meetings has remained. We're increasing some of those. We're increasing the number of all hands calls. We also had to get through our review cycle during this time, which is, so, you know, most people didn't have an opportunity to do face-to-face reviews with their leadership. So we're managing through that, but that's giving people an opportunity to engage and talk about themselves, you know, a little bit, I think, which is important right now. And the last thing we're doing, we have a very small people team. It's just three of us for this office. And what we've done is, among the three of us, we've sort of split up the organization, and each of us has taken it upon ourselves on a daily or every other day or weekly basis to sort of adopt a buddy, you know, and make sure that we're connecting with those people so that everybody feels connected. And I also heard from our CRO yesterday that he went through the entire organization the other night and reached out to every single person to check in and see how they are, see how their families are, and just to make sure that they knew that he cared and we cared. So it's just been an effort, but our leadership has really been doing a great job with this.
That's awesome. And then any one last tip that you would provide any HR, people ops, or just any business leader out there looking for advice on how to continue helping their employees reduce anxiety and stress during this crisis?
Yeah, I think a few things. Keep people focused. Do your best to keep people focused on the business at hand. Feeling connected, you know, when we think about employee engagement, time and time again, when you survey for that, when you talk to employees, they want to understand how their efforts and actions are impacting the business. So right now, really making sure that everybody understands how important their work is to our success is really critical. So find ways to do that. You know, have people report out on what they're doing every day, not as a measure to micromanage, but to have them be able to sort of promote their own activities and promote their own impact and successes. That's going to help them feel more connected. I would also recommend definitely implementing a buddy system and making sure that everybody has somebody. And a couple of other things that we've been doing, I've been making sure that, you know, I've been so impressed just in general with the business community and the way that everybody has stepped up at this point to put best practice information out there, education, free webinars. We've been trying to create aggregate a lot of that and providing it to the organization. We don't have all the answers. I'd love to think I did, but we don't. You know, we don't have all the answers. A lot of other really smart people out there are doing really creative things right now. So making sure that our employees know that we're collecting that and providing it to them so that they, you know, feel supported in that way. The last thing I would suggest, I mean, if you have an L&D, a learning and development program, which we were just about to launch, we're fast tracking that now so that people can use the extra screen time that they have for their own development and their own learning. So that's something we're trying to just high step at the moment and get out to people as soon as possible so we can make the most of the circumstances that we're in right now.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I'm sure a lot of your fellow HR and people leaders will really gain a lot of value from this. And thank you again, as I know you're dealing with a lot of your own like employee crisis and situations. So this is, I'm beyond grateful for you being a part of this. So again, thank you so much. And we hope that you, your family, and everyone in your immediate circle is doing well. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.